Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, let's head out to Ashburn where they are done. Day two practice, day three where they all had to officially be in, and no Terry McLaurin once again. Ben Standig joins us right now from camp. He'll join us every day from camp. Let's just start with, you know, any news related to anything.
Well, I guess the big news, I assume you talked about it already, involves things that are happening in the D.C. government, not out here in Ashburn. No real news. I mean, obviously, nothing new on the Terry McLaurin front, as far as we know. A couple guys were out today just for a vet rest day, Laramie Tunsil, Noah Brown, and Von Miller. Other than that, yeah, no news per se. Just, you know, they practice. I think it was a little more of a, you know, like I said yesterday, a little more of a walkthrough-ish type practice. I think today felt more like something akin to what we might see later on this summer. But yeah, no news otherwise.
Okay. Can you learn anything from the way they're lining up, especially in 11 on 11 on day two of actual work in terms of depth chart?
I would generally say no. You know, Dan Quinn was asked today. Yesterday, Andrew Wiley was working with the ones over Josh Connerly, and he was asked exactly that. And he said, no, you know, we're just going to keep rotating guys around. And then the fact that Laramie Tunsil, was out today, they had Wiley on the left side, Connerly on the right side. And, you know, I was, like, looking at when Jaden Daniels was in there, there was a mishmash.
Wait, you said Laramie Tunsil. So was it just a rest day? Are they going to take, you know, their veterans and give them ample rest even early in training camp?
Yeah, that's going to be a constant theme, yeah.
All right, so Wiley was the first guy in at tackle without Laramie Tunsil being there, is what you're saying.
Well, no, Wiley was actually with the ones yesterday as well, but they had him and Connerly today, both Wiley on the left side, on the right. The bottom line is there's no rhyme or reason, I think, right now. I mean, okay, when Jaden was in there today, there was all kinds of sort of backup types who were with him. Just, you know, they're just moving guys in around. And like at running back, like Austin Ekeler and Brian Robinson weren't doing much today in 11. So a lot of just different people out there. So, yeah, it's too early to read in anything. I'm not saying we have to wait for the pads for that, but probably have to wait at least a few more days, and then we'll start to get a better feel.
I didn't ask you this yesterday, but it was, you know, for a moment, an off-season conversation. What kind of shape is Deebo Samuel in?
I mean, I think he looks fine. I think he's, you know, I wasn't getting worked up when everybody was making fun of him for the one video where people were saying he looked a little chunky and running slow. He looks fine to me. You know, to actually make a good point, I didn't look at the official weight for him. They put that out yesterday once everybody passed their physicals, so I didn't actually look to see where he was at there or what they were listing him as at. But, yeah, no, I think he's looked fine. I haven't noticed anything, and, you know, I we'll see if he's getting vet rest days as well. I think, you know, like I said, they're going to not put too much on some of these guys. But Deebo is one of those where you kind of want to see him getting pushed out there to play, in part because of the last, you know, last year he wasn't clearly in the best shape and injuries have been a bugaboo here and there. So for a guy like that, I would maybe say Marshawn Lattimore also, like being out there as much as possible to me is a good indication that they're ready to go. If they start needing as many rest days as these sort of older guys like Von Miller, that's a little bit different.
You mentioned Marshawn Lattimore, and I was going to ask about him. We're talking, of course, to Ben Standig. Ben now has a Substack account. This is where he is writing. I urge you to go to Ben's Twitter account, X account, at Ben Standig, and you can link to lastmanstandig.substack.com. And I know you've got a deal going on right now, right, for the week?
Yeah, no, I appreciate you bringing this up. Yeah, deal right now for annual and monthly subscriptions. It's I think 20% off here for the first week. Just to, you know, try to get everybody to take a look, and hopefully people do. It's honestly, the response has been really, really great, and I'm so humbled by everybody doing that and showing their support. So yeah, please please come on board, take a look, and you know, if you followed me before and you've listened to me here with Kevin, I get so many people who tell me, yeah, I didn't read your stuff, but I listened to you on Kevin. I'm like, cool, whatever it takes, and I appreciate you listening to Kevin as well. So yeah, come on by and you know, take a look, and hopefully we can get you on board.
Well, I urge everybody to read you too, because I think you do a phenomenal job. All right, so. You know, one of the things that we, you know, observed during the free agency period is the effort to get bigger on defense, especially up front. What does Javon Kinlaw look like in person, size-wise?
You know, as it were, like, some people can be listed the same height or weight, and yet it just looks different. Right. He's like one of those kinds of guys. Yeah. Whatever he's listed at, 6'5", whatever the exact weight is, it is... He's just a specimen, you know. The gods, you know, created this guy, you know, and it's really impressive on athletic. It's funny though, because he's wearing number 52, which is a linebacker number. So I feel like the linebacker number is almost making him look a little smaller, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's, you know, he's a huge guy. He's been working, again, we're not taking too much into where everybody's lining up right now, but he's been working primarily with the twos that I've noticed the last couple of days, which is, you know, not a the defensive tackle rotation is going to be fascinating, considering you've got the established guy in Daron Payne, you got the second round pick last year in Johnny Newton, you got a run stuffer in Eddie Goldman, and you have Kinlaw, who they gave the 3-year $45 million contract to. For the most part, you can't play more than two of those guys at a time. So how does that rotation play out, I think, will be a really interesting thing. But yeah, no, he's big, and when we've talked to the players who were here last year about the added size, including a Dietrich Wise, you know, they're like, yeah, we definitely are a lot bigger. And they all seem to think it's going to be a big help against the run and just overall.
You know, we heard a lot of complimentary thoughts about Daron Payne. Remember, during OTAs and minicamp, I mean, Quinn went out of his way, Witt Jr. went out of his way to sort of isolate and identify Daron as really looking good and really it. Quinn even mentioned him the other day in the introductory press conference. So should we expect that this could be, you know, it's not a contract year technically. He's got a year left on his deal, but it could be a John Allen situation after this upcoming season. Like, I feel Daron has a chance to have one of those seasons like he had in 2022. Do you think they feel the same way out there?
I think, when, like you said, when they were really talking him up back in OTAs and minicamp, I remember one day I asked Joe Witt, just like, hey, you know, you're obviously trying to get a look at these guys, and now they're coming back off their off seasons. Who's been standing out to you? And Daron was the one he went to right away. And, you know, whether that's them wearing, you know, burgundy-colored glasses, or that's the reality, or that's the motivation, or whatever, you know, they seem to be talking him up in that regard. That would be huge. Forget, I already hear, because whenever this comes up, people always say, yeah, but I wouldn't want to sign him again after, if it's another contract year. Don't worry about that later. In terms of this team, this year, as we know, up front, they don't really have one dynamic guy. I mean, Frankie Louvu's obviously a big threat off the edge. They just got Von Miller, but, you know, there's not one true defensive lineman that is, you know, creating double teams and all that, and he has the potential to be that guy. We saw it in 2022 when he was at 11.5 sacks. But for the most part of his career, he's been, you know, under 5 sacks. And, you know, he was fine the last couple of years. It's just he wasn't worthy of a guy getting paid the money he's getting paid. Or not to mention, you know, in the discussions with guys like Dexter Lawrence and Carter up in Philadelphia, who, you know, are just proven to be more, you know, play in, play out, impressive players. So, you know, hopefully from there, for their perspective, Payne does find this extra gear, whatever the reasoning is, whatever the motivation, I think that would go a long way towards, you know, to at least addressing the concerns that we all, I think, still have about this defense and whether or not they really have enough pieces to, you know, be more than just a passenger in this team's ride. Again, we think the offense should be pretty good. The defense has got to do more, otherwise, you know, it's going to be hard to repeat. And if Daron Payne plays like he did in 2022, then we may be talking about a different story.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What about the notion, I know you have heard this, I have heard this as well, that Duran's ready to thrive with John Allen gone? What do you make of that? Do you believe that?
If you tell me that's ultimately a reason why he has a good year, that won't be a stunner to me. I mean, like when you go back to when they had the four first-round picks on the line together, Duran was typically the one that was like the least discussed, right? I mean, Chase Young was the number two pick and had a lot of hype. John Allen was the first one. It was the, you know, the first one to be a Pro Bowl player. Sweat had this sort of crazy athleticism off the edge. And Duran was, you know, the workman-like guy, super strong, but, you know, sacks get a lot of attention, and he wasn't that guy. And now those three are gone. He's the last one left. He's Will Smith in the meme, standing in their living room with empty living room, and this is his chance. I mean, there's no, it's his time. And last year obviously John Allen was hurt for most of the year, but this, you know, from the start it's that. And look, we all remember their little pushing contest on the sideline in that Dallas disaster game couple years ago, and you know it was notable because these are two guys that have been teammates for a long time going back to Alabama. And you know, I never kind of assumed that they were BFFs. You know, they had Daron Payne's locker was across the locker room from where the other defensive linemen were. This is in the other regime when they had everybody grouped by positions, but the current situation they're just all mixed up. All that to me suggested it's not necessarily the best of relationships. And, there could be a little bit extra in his step these days, knowing, hey, it's my show, so to speak. I'm the guy. These other guys are all gone. Let me show what I can do without them around.
All right. Von Miller spoke after practice, his first opportunity with, you know, you guys on the beat. What did he say? Impressed with him? Give us the gist of anything that came out of Von Miller's mouth today.
Well, Kevin, I know that occasionally you'll ask the team PR for a guest to come on, and it would be great to get Jaden, or if Terry McLaurin is around, it would be great to get him, and then just kind of go from there. I would suggest to you that if you're going to skip the Jaden and Terry ask, go for Von Miller. We spoke for 20 minutes, and there's probably like six or seven different quotes that he had that I could lead a story with, just in terms of the analogies he was using and the way, the passionate way he was talking about things. He was asked, among the things I'm remembering here, he was asked, you know, why did you pick Washington? And he said, look, obviously it's, you know, there's a lot of improvement here the year they just had. And he's like, look, you don't leave Josh Allen for just nothing. You know, it's got to be something good to do that. And that was one. I asked him, you know, if you look at the pass rush numbers last year, raw numbers, he's not one of the league leaders with six sacks. But in terms of, like, efficiency, play-by-play, in terms of reps and sacks. So I said, how have you learned to do that? He's like, well, look, I'd rather play all the time because I like to set up offensive linemen with certain moves. Now I don't have that opportunity. So he's like, now when I come off the bench, and he is a known basketball fan, Kobe Bryant fan, he said, now when I come off the bench, I'm just shooting threes. Nope, I'm dribbling, shooting threes. No passing, none of that. I'm just getting my shots up.
Right, the ball hits his hands, it's going up. Nobody else is touching it.
Right. And, you know, he also talked, I asked him about Bobby Wagner. You know, they've not played together, but they've, you know, been, contemporaries throughout their career. Both look like they're going to the Hall of Fame. And, you know, what's that like? He goes, yeah, you know, Bobby's always like stealing my votes for all pro at linebacker and things like that. And, you know, he said a lot of complimentary things, though, about him. And, yeah, there was just a lot. You can tell he very much likes not just to talk, but, I mean, he very much, he's willing to share what he's thinking about his career, how he's preparing for the season, whatever it may be. So, yes, I would highly recommend Like, look, you can just skip your last hour of the show. Go put it the last 20 minutes. Go find the Von Miller audio and just play that. You'll be fine.
That's interesting advice. I'm certainly going to consider that. We are talking to Ben Standing. All right, last one, because I didn't ask you about him yesterday, but I think we talked about him a few weeks ago as, you know, a guy that's got something to prove. You know, we did that segment, who's got the most to prove, and you mentioned to me, let's not forget, Matt Gay has something to prove, and they need him to be good this year. They had, you know, all those kickers last year. So how has he looked so far in camp? Do you think they got it right with Matt Gay? We don't know until regular season starts, but does he look like he can kick?
Yeah, I mean, it's been, you know, not only is it only 2 days, the kicker, at least when we're out there, you know, isn't always getting a ton of reps. They did like have him on the field today, and they were going through the play itself, but then like he actually wouldn't kick it. They would just, you know, block. Tressway would get the snap and hold, but he wouldn't actually kick yesterday. He did, as I recall, made a couple of, you know, decent kicks for sure. But, you know, look, this is a guy who, you know, just a couple of years ago was good enough that the Colts gave him as a free agent the highest free agent kicker contract ever. And he went to when he went to Indy, it just did not work. He was really unreliable from 50 plus, and his overall percentage went down. But, you know, we've seen him do this before and be successful. And look, there is no other kicker here in camp, so I think they're pretty confident there that he's going to be the solution. And you know, look, I mean, whether he is, you know, a top five kicker in the league, you know, who can say? But, you know, they just need somebody not only be consistent, somebody who's got a leg, he has that, and, you know, somebody you can feel confident with. You know, the guys that they had last year, you know, some of them did fine jobs, you know, here and there. But, you know, it always felt like, oh, boy, what's going to happen here with Seibert and Zane Gonzalez? You know, like, okay, he made that one good, you know. Well, when Zane Gonzalez, he hit the post in Tampa, right, to get that one. So I think they feel both more generally confident, and then hopefully he can be more consistent than he was last year from distance. But at least I think they feel they have a guy that when they're at, you know, a 55-yarder, it's not like, well, we better go for it. I think they feel they have a guy that they can confidently believe has a chance to make those.
At Ben Standing, everybody, his podcast is Last Man Standing, and his new Substack is lastmanstanding.substack.com. I'll talk to you later. Thanks.
Awesome. See ya.
Denton Day, my former producer on this show, is doing yeoman's work out at training camp. Yesterday, we got a couple of interviews from Denton. He has interviewed the Jacorys. There are two Jacorys on the roster, both new players on the roster. You'll hear those when we come back. Also, Dan Quinn talked a little bit today about the quarterback consistency and Cliff Kingsbury being back for a second season. Also, there's breaking news on a significant sports passing. We'll share that with you when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.